Blog Talk Radio.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, because everything you need is found in the house of the Lord. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? If you just take that Bible and put that word in your body, in your spirit, everything you need, you can find it in the Word of God.
Come on.
We want to thank you for tuning in to One Word from the Lord. I am your host, Prophetess Yvonne.
I'm Pastor Joseph Rao.
Amen. Of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know we're live and on the air. We're going to take a few prayer requests right quick, and then we're going to get into the Word. What do you do when God doesn't answer? People ask that question all the time. What do you do when God doesn't answer? He always answers. We might not like the answer, so we say he's not answering.
Come on.
But he always answers. Nevertheless, we're going to go there, and we're going to talk about it, because he's still a miracle worker.
That's
amen.
Right.
So call a neighbor, tweet them, Facebook them, let them know that we're live and on the air. A couple quick announcements. I want to remind you about Saturday's show. Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, we have Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, one of the most powerful women this side of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes.
If you miss her shows, you miss the treat.
Come on.
But you can go back and listen to her shows. Just put in Blog Talk Radio and put her name in, and they'll come up.
That's right.
Just that simple. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday at 2 p.m. If you want prayer, she take prayer requests.
Come on.
You need to call in about 10 to 15 minutes before the show, and we will bring you in and take the prayer request, and she will pray for you. Also, we want to remind you of our Sunday show. Sunday, we call it the Hour of Power.
Yes.
Amen. You get a whole hour of power.
Yes.
Nothing but unadulterated power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. First coming up, we have Prophetess Martha Williams.
Yes, Lord.
At 5 o'clock Central Time.
Yes,
at
yes.
The Prophetic Corner. If you miss any of her shows, again, you can go back on demand and listen to her shows. And then at 5:30, we have none other than Minister Lane Jackson,
Force of
Truth Worldwide Ministry. You can leave your prayer request in her, you can inbox her on Facebook or go to her blog or her website. She's on Facebook, so you can get a hold of her that way. But get involved. Get in touch.
Yes,
I mean, I'm talking to somebody. God has called you to ministry, and you've been saying to God, but Lord, I don't have anybody to help me. Where do I start? What do I do? I want to encourage you to get in touch with me. Go to Facebook, Yvonne Rao, Prophet Yvonne Rao. Just put it in. You'll see my face. You'll see me there. And send me that, and I'm going to show you what we can do to help you. I'm talking to two people.
Come on.
I see a man, and I see a woman.
Mm.
And you know you have the call of God in your life. God's called you to preach. He's called you into ministry. You've done some ministry, but now they've kind of put a muzzle on you.
All right, you can't
go any further, or it seems like you can't go any further. Connect with us. That's what we do.
Come on.
We produce ministries. Amen. So get in touch with us, and we're going to show you how to do that. Now, without further ado, we're going to open in prayer, and we're going to take some prayer calls. So go ahead and call someone, text them, TiVo them, let them know it's going down tonight on One Word from the Lord. God bless you, Pastor.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you that there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, somebody is at the point of give up. But, God, we know that you are able to touch, hallelujah, and deliver them from whatever is going on in their life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you right now to touch those, oh, God, that are going through tough times tonight. Oh, God, we ask that you would deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you right now to go into the hospitals, oh, God, on tonight. Oh, God, let them know that you are more than able to heal their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, someone is laying back, hallelujah, in a jail cell tonight. Let them know that you will go beyond those prison walls. in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody just simply needs to know that you know their name.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Let them know that you know their name, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that you are not an orphan tonight.
Come on.
We serve a God. Hallelujah. He's our Father.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, God, I thank you for being my Father. Somebody ought to say, Lord, I thank you for being my Father tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to know that he has your best. Hallelujah. Your best has not been seen. Hallelujah. God, I thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody need a breakthrough tonight. Well, I want you to know that you came to the right place at the right time. Somebody's going to get their miracle tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody need healing. God's got it. Somebody need a miracle in their finances. God got it. Oh, God, I thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
For delivering him, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, somebody ought to begin to praise him right now. Hallelujah. Give him a right now praise. Oh God, we thank you tonight that I don't have to see the miracle to believe that you are God of miracles. Oh God, we praise you right now for what you're getting ready to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. While we're in that praying mood or praying zone, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Call 219. You're live and on the air. Can you tell us where you're calling from and your prayer request? Hello? Caller 219. Caller, you're on the air. Okay, we'll come back to caller 219. We're going to put you back on hold, and we'll come back to you. Caller 212, you're live and on the air. If you could tell us where you're calling from and what your prayer request is.
Hello, I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
And I actually called in last week. I don't know if you remember, Prophetess, and you told me to write you on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote to you because you said you wanted to tell me some things, but you didn't want to say it over the air.
Right. I look for it.
I don't know if you remember.
I do remember.
Okay.
And I look for that message, and I didn't see it. So I'll make sure that let's do it tonight. And
okay.
I'll make sure I connect with you tonight because I went back to look for someone.
Okay.
Saying, lady that called in, and I couldn't find it. You have to forgive me because I have a whole lot of people writing. And
I couldn't find it.
If you do it tonight, I'll look for it tonight, and we'll make a connection tonight, okay?
Okay.
Will that work out?
Yeah, that's fine, but it's just like prayer for my husband and I and for, you know, God to bless our finances.
Amen.
And bless our
Father,
family.
Father, in the mighty name. Okay, all right. We just know that God is able. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right
thank
now.
You, Lord.
We ask you right now, oh God, to touch this family's finances, oh God. Father, we know that you're more than able. We know that you can open up doors that no man can close. Oh God, we ask that you would give them favor like never before in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh God, I ask that you would order their steps. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you right now to open up the windows of heaven, oh God. Pour them out a blessing that they won't have room enough to receive it all. Father,
yes,
we're careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in again.
Yes.
Like I said, send me a message. Which one did you send a message to? The one that says Yvonne Rao or the one that says Prophet Yvonne Rao?
I think it was Prophetess Yvonne Rao.
Okay.
Well, which one should I send it to?
Just send it to the one that says Yvonne Rowell. Y-V-O-N-N-E-R-O-W-E-L-L.
Okay. I'll send it to
her. Okay, yes. Yeah, I'll look for it on that.
Okay, thank you, Pastor, for your prayers.
All right. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Hear from you soon. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless
you. Okay, we're going to try calling 219 one more time. If not, can't get them, we're going to keep it moving. Let's see. Caller 219, you're live and on the air. God bless you. Can you tell us where you're calling from and your prayer request? Okay, perhaps they mashed the button without knowing. Amen. Let's go.
Amen.
All right, where are we going to be coming from, Pastor?
All right, we're going to be coming from 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and we're just going to begin at the first verse.
Amen, because we believe that 2016 is going to bring great things.
Great things.
But in order to receive those great things, there's some stuff we got to do. So we're going to help you out. This is the second month in the year, and let's not miss it. Let's get it together.
That's right.
It's early in the game. We can get it together now and come out victorious at the end of the year, and that's what we want for you. Amen. So let's go.
All right. Verse 1, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth such a one caught up in the third heaven. And I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter.
Yeah, some things that you hear while you're in the spirit that you can't come back and tell, folks. I'm going to help somebody. You can't tell everything. There's some things you can tell. The Lord took me up in the spirit, and he showed me this, and then you got to stop. Because everything ain't for everybody.
That's right.
All right, keep it moving.
He said, of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool.
Jesus.
I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. Verse 7, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh.
He said what now?
He said that, thank you, Jesus. He said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Hallelujah. The messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure.
We're going to stop right there. Go ahead, Pastor.
There was a thorn given. How many of you know that there's some situations, there's some things that's going through, going on in your life. How many of you know that some things God is not going to move? Hallelujah.
And there's a reason for it.
There's a reason. Sometimes, you know, some of us, if we didn't have an issue.
Well,
somebody, you know, some folks might get a big head, and some folks can't even talk to you. Sometimes if we didn't have that thorn in our flesh, I mean, you know, some of us would think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. Hallelujah. See, that's what he's saying about that thorn in the flesh. There's some things that are placed in your life to remind you that you're not all that. Hallelujah. Some things are in your life to keep you grounded. Oh, somebody needs to say amen to that.
Come on, amen.
Some things are placed in our life, and it's not going anywhere, because if it wasn't there, how many of you know that we would be in a worse shape than it was if it wasn't there? I want you to know that there's something that God is not going to move. He's not going to move, because he know if he move it, he might lose it. He might lose you.
That's right. Paul said because of the abundance of revelation that was given to him, he didn't ask for it.
Come on.
He didn't want it.
That's right.
But it was given to him, a thorn in the flesh.
Mm.
We don't know what that thorn is. Several theologians says it was the people, because after all, Paul persecuted the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's trying to minister to the Christians. Right. So that was the thorn in the flesh. And some say that something was going on with his eye. Some say this, some say that. I'm not going to speculate. All I know is I had some long stem roses once.
Mm-hmm.
And with the long stem roses in the box, they don't take the thorns off.
Mm-hmm.
That being my first box of long stem roses, they smell so good, they look so pretty. I picked it up and it perked my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, ouch, that hurts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why didn't they take the thorns off of these roses?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, a thorn in the flesh, that was a thorn in my flesh.
Uh-huh.
The thorn on the roses perked my finger and drew blood.
All right, now.
So we can call it whatever we want to call it, but a thorn in the flesh is just what it is, a thorn in the flesh.
Mm.
It can't be people if it's in the flesh now.
All right.
But the reason for the thorn in the flesh was because Paul wrote over half of the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
We'll go on and he'll tell you about, you know, who he was, and if he had to explain the situation, you know, he was of the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Pharisee, and he was this, and he was that, and you know, he had a doctorate in everything.
Uh-huh.
He could have been the bishop, the prelate, the all that.
The prelate.
All that. He could have been all that.
Come on.
But he said God allowed this thorn in his flesh so that he didn't get kicked out.
Because,
you know, that's what happened to Satan.
Right.
Satan got a big head. Because he thought he knew too much.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he could be like the Most High God.
That's right.
And God said, not so, and kicked him out.
You got to go.
So what God allows to happen sometimes is he allows ailments, physical things, situations, things to go on in our life.
Right.
And they are not going to go away, but he'll make sure that you're taken care of. But there's a reason for them.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not easy. No, you won't like it. But the reason for, if you want God to use you mightily, if you want to have great revelation and all this like Paul did, you're going to have a thorn in your flesh.
Come on.
Ain't no sense in praying about it. Ain't no sense in worrying about it, because it's not going anywhere. God knows how to keep his people humble.
That's right.
He knows that if he don't put something there, our head will get so big. We would want to be like the Most High God.
Come on.
Matter of fact, we have people to call us God. We have people thinking we're God.
All right now. All right.
We're God Jr.
Mm.
The devil doesn't lie.
That's right.
Even Jesus, the Son of God, would not let him make him king. When they tried to make him king, he went another way.
That's right.
But some of us, if we got such abundance of revelation and you got your whole calendar is booked for the whole year already, we think we're somebody. You can't even talk to him, Jesus.
Come on.
Lord have mercy. What happened to the love?
Yeah.
Where's the love?
Yeah.
He said you shall know them by their fruits, not by their gifts.
Right.
So you gifted, but you ain't got no fruit. Sit down.
My God.
God knows how to humble our people, his people.
Yeah. That's right.
That's why the thorn was put there, because Paul had so much revelation. Well, if you read the New Testament, you'll read all the things that Paul taught to Timothy and all the things he taught to the church and the gifts and how he explained them and all that. In knowing all that, some of us, even now, we got a little knowledge, a little something over somebody else, and we think we're somebody.
After all,
I'm the bishop.
All right,
I'm Bishop so-and-so.
Yeah.
I'm Prophet so-and-so.
All right.
I'm Apostle so-and-so.
Yeah.
Well, you don't speak to me that way.
Mm.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
There's none righteous. No, not one. Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
So that's why he was given this thorn in the flesh to buffet him so that he would not get a big head
right.
or become prideful or
be exalted above
be
measure.
Exalted above measure.
Yeah.
Amen.
He knew that if he didn't have something, see, come on, if we don't believe we need something to keep us grounded, we're kidding ourselves. No, we're lying to ourselves. If we something has to ground you, you can't believe that you don't make mistakes. You can't believe that you got the market cornered on everything. You
but,
don't.
But then there are some of us that
mm-hmm.
live in a place called perfect.
My.
They think they're perfect. They think everything they do is perfect.
Then,
they can't make no mistakes. They're never wrong.
My God.
You're always wrong. They're always right. That devil is a lie.
That's
you living in a zone, a place that don't even exist.
All right.
A place called perfect don't exist.
That's it. Not at all.
So he didn't want to be exhausted above measure, and because of the revelation, he said that was given to me, which means God allowed this thorn to be in his flesh to keep him from becoming prideful.
That's it. He went on to say in verse 8, he said, "For this thing, I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me." And he
so
said,
even though with Paul having all this revelation knowledge and all this, he still asked the Lord, "Lord, take this away. Lord, I want to be delivered from this thing. Oh, God, can you heal me?
Yes,
can
three
you help
times.
A brother out?"
Yes, he asked him three times.
"Lord, you sent your word to heal their diseases. What's
yeah.
up? Why are you not healing me? What's going on?" Even though he understood the word, some of us, we understand the word. We know what the word says.
Uh-huh.
Yet when it comes knocking at our door, we think it don't apply to us. It applies to you.
Yeah.
Even you. Yes, and you too.
And I think Paul might have thought, Lord, since I've written most of this New Testament, I've done such good things. Why don't you remove this thorn from my flesh? Why don't you take this thing away from me? See, sometimes we do so many good works that we believe that we shouldn't have that thorn in our flesh. We believe that we should be thorn free.
All right, now, come on.
But how many know that that thorn ain't going nowhere? That's what's keeping you grounded. That's what's keeping you, come on, for treating your spouse right.
Come on.
That's what's keeping you to treating your children right.
Come on.
That was making you tolerable on the job.
Well.
See, if that thorn wasn't there, you wouldn't be able to tell you nothing.
I'm telling you. If you didn't have to go back home and pray all night long.
Come on.
After you done pray for everybody else, you still got to go back home and pray for yourself or your spouse or your children and cry out for them. If you didn't have to do that, some of us. Be untouchable.
Untouchable.
Lord, help us.
Help us
tonight. So that's why the thing is there, and that's why you keep praying, and it's not going anywhere.
That's right.
You want the revelation. You don't want to ask the Lord.
And Paul, after three times, asking him that it might depart from me. And he said, the Lord said unto him, "Oh, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Hallelujah.
In other words, God says, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power works better in your weakness."
That's right. My.
Because when we're strong and everything's going right and we're on the mountaintop, we think it's all about us.
Come on.
But then when we're weak, we say, "Lord, if it's going to happen, you're going to have to do it.
You're going to have to fix this."
So we have to step down out of the way and let the Lord have his way.
Yeah.
That's the place he wants. It's unfortunate that he has to give us a thorn in the flesh for us to do that, but that's exactly what has
that's
to happen.
Right. Yeah.
Some of us, we won't do right. So then he has to let us go to the valley. Stay in the valley, Lord.
But aren't you glad for his grace?
Lord,
tonight where would we be without his grace? He said, "But my grace, hallelujah, is sufficient." He said, "My grace is enough to keep you."
That's right. In other words, whatever was going on with Paul, whatever the thorn was, God made sure he was comfortable in it.
He got you covered.
He didn't take him out of it.
Yes.
But he made sure Come that on. He was comfortable in it.
That's it.
So his grace was sufficient. He might have still had to walk the floor. He might have still had to take a pill or two.
Yeah.
He might have still had to go and, right. and minister to other folks after ministering to thousands of people. He might have still had to go downtown on Skid Row and minister to more people. I mean, he might have had to do all those other things, but God said, you know what? My strength works better when you weak.
When you weak. My God. Because then, God said, I can tell you something then.
All right now.
I can show you something when you done ran out of answers or when you don't know how you're going to do this next thing. Then my strength shows up in your weakness.
When your doctorate of theology don't work no more.
My
your
God.
Master of divinity don't do you no good
Come
no
on,
more.
Man. All
then
right.
God can say, okay, thank you.
Come
Step
on.
Back. I got this.
Or when your card gets rejected.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Then he steps in and says, you know my strength is made. Come on now.
Made
in
perfect
in your weakness. Now you're weak. Now you don't know what you're going to do or how you're going to do it. That's just where God wants us at, right there.
That's the place.
Hallelujah. At the place of surrender.
That's it. That's it.
That's why when he says, throw up your hands. Hallelujah. I surrender all. Thank you, Jesus.
So we got to be careful of what we ask for. Paul asked for this. He said, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering.
Uh-huh.
It made conformable to death. Paul asked for this. He wanted to experience that power.
That's right.
He wanted to experience all of that. But he didn't understand in experiencing that he was going to have. Yeah, you're going to have the power, but the suffering go along with it, too.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the power, but nobody wants to suffer.
If
you're going to have some power, you're going to go through somebody. If you see anybody that's anointed, if you see anybody with any kind of power, you better know them people been through something.
Come on.
Probably still going through it.
You better believe it.
They're just not telling you about it.
It goes on to say, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities.
All right now.
That the power of Christ may rest upon me. He said, I'd rather go through what I'm going through that the power of Christ would rest upon me. I'd rather keep that thorn that's in my flesh. I'd rather keep that thing that makes me uncomfortable. Hallelujah. That the glory of the Lord would rest upon me. Aren't you glad tonight to know that no matter what you're going through, God's grace is sufficient for thee. Hallelujah. No matter how rough it gets, no matter how tough it gets, God's grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah, because his strength is made perfect in your weakness.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Ain't God all right?
When we say we save and we believe God and we're believers,
my.
And that's how people are going to who Jesus really is.
Oh, come on. All right.
When you're weak.
Yeah.
If you're always strong and nothing ever going wrong, you got to wonder whose side are you leaning on.
Come on now.
Now, if you're leaning on the Lord's side, well, amen.
Come on.
Let's get out of here. Our time almost up. Come on, Pastor. Let's finish this.
He goes on to say, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and in reproaches and in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
That's good right there.
Hallelujah.
If you learn nothing else, learn that when you're weak and when you're going through, when you feel like your back's against the wall, that's the place that you're the strongest. Paul understood that when I'm weak, then I'm strong. We want to thank you for tuning in to One Word from the Lord. We got to get out of here. Our time is running up. There are some technical difficulties at the beginning, but nevertheless, what do you do when God don't answer? You keep on serving him.
That's it.
You keep doing what he's called you to do.
Yes, yes.
He don't change. We change.
That's right.
And he has that thing there for a reason.
Come on.
He answered Paul. Mm-hmm. He said, my grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
He didn't heal him.
All right.
He just said, my grace is sufficient.
That's right. Because he knew where Paul was weak, that's when he was strong.
That's right.
When the Lord was strong. That's when his strength would show up. So if you're going through some weak situations tonight, if you got a weak situation going on, how many of you know Christ is strong enough to come? That's when he's going to show up and show out. That's
what
he is. Hallelujah.
So if 2016 is going to be the year of great things, you got to remember that where you're weak or when you're weak, that's when God is strong.
Right.
You can't always want to be on the mountaintop. You got to learn to experience some valley lows sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So with that being said, we got to get out of here. Our time is up. We love you to life. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Be back here next week, the same place, same time. Remember our show's on Saturday at 2 p.m. and then the Hour of Power starting at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Amen. Be a part of that. If you are called to ministry and you need help, inbox me or inbox Pastor Ryle, Pastor Joseph Ryle, and we'll tell you how to do it, or we'll give you some instructions. I'll put it that way. We got to get out of here. For our benediction, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen,
amen.
And amen. God bless
you,
and we love you. Amen. Have a good week.
Good night.